I've been told that there have been some brethren who are concerned as to how the brethren themselves might be made better aware of what things they might do to help our younger brethren, how they might be informed by the brethren who were working with Conscientious Objector Committee of the best way to approach matters, the way the committee will be able to function and serve them, and things that they can bring back to their home ecclesias and also to some of the young people here, both sisters and brothers alike. So we've asked two of the committee members to take a few minutes now just to briefly tell us what the committee can do and how the committee can be of help to us. And we'd like to call Brother Malley to come up, and I believe Brother Kenneth might be able to help us out on this also. Is that so, Brother Paul? Brother Kenneth, could you come down also? Brother Paul?
You should be aware that this month is the first month in which there will be registration of the 19 and 20-year-olders, males. Those of you, especially those elders in the ecclesia, if you have any young people within this age category, and you absolutely have no way to advise them or counsel them, please contact your representative of your area, such as New England would contact me, those in this area would contact Kent. In other words, there's an urgency right now. In 2 weeks, 19 and 20-year-olds will be registering. If you have absolutely no idea of what to do, contact us, and we'll be very glad to help you. If you've got people down the pike, that is the 18-year-olders, we will be getting information to you in the course of time. And so be patient. We will communicate with you. And we'll tell you in a minute what actions we plan to do. But we also would like, as a committee, for the friends to know that there's a difference between a conscientious objector and a religious conscientious objector. Don't be confused. You will be hearing very shortly, as soon as the registration starts, you're going to be seeing a lot of things in the newspapers about COs, conscientious objectors. Many of these people will be political dissenters, government revolutionaries, and the like. We don't want to get lost into that group. We have been talking, and we will continue to talk, that our young people will be defined as religious conscientious objectors. Here are some of the things we are going to do. We are going to send a letter to the Selective Service Commissioner and establish ourselves with him and his group of our position with regard to conscription. Second, we are going to come up with a series of guidelines for elders to use to counsel young people in their ecclesias, mainly males and brethren, but we have a suspicion that the sisters may be involved before too long. So we are going to get these guidelines to you as soon as we can. We are going to, three, keep the elders informed as to the direction Selective Service is taking. Changes in the government's posture or a clarification of the government's posture as it becomes known. We will try to keep you as informed as we can so that you can properly counsel those people who are in your care and in your ecclesias that need this help. While we're doing this to our direct brethren, we will also reach out for groups that we know perhaps may be a little away from us in the mainstream, Christian believers, layman homes missionary, and the various groups. And if anyone happens to know of people who need to be counseled along these lines, feel free to contact the members of the committee. The fourth thing we hope to do is to inform you on a regular basis through the Bible Students newsletter, through mailing lists, and through those of you who request it. We think that it's a great tragedy for young people to get conscripted that never knew of the opportunity that they have to let their convictions stand before the government. And therefore, I appeal also to the elders to collaborate with us and to cooperate with us as much as possible to be sure that that doesn't happen. Brother Ken, from time to time, informs me of some of the brethren that went to jail, went to prison over certain things. Sometimes they didn't have to, because of perhaps not being fully informed. The last thing, and probably a very important thing, is there must be documentation of those brethren who are going to make a stand. Documentation of sincerity. And I'd like to ask our Brother Ken to take it from there.